All right, touch table on some football. Big Ten Media Days. This foofy event. Oh, and by the way, nothing says Big Ten more than Las Vegas. But Rico has some probing questions. Let's get into it. It's football today.
All right. Well, let's have some more fun. Since it's Big Ten Media Day in Vegas, as Mike said, Mike, let's start off with Illinois. You saw their coach up there. Question for Illinois is, how does Illinois handle preseason expectation? They are supposedly this year's Indiana.
I still don't get it. Look, I want to credit Bielema for what he's done, and especially in the trenches. He's done a very nice job. But the Luke Altmyer hype is just out of hand. I mean, I still go back to watching him against Penn State. He's basically welfare Drew Aller. I don't understand the hype. The production when I watch does not match it. I think their fortunes are going to be tied to it. Now, I don't have their scheduling matrix here, but when you look around the Big Ten, if you're not Ohio State, if you're not Oregon, how many really good teams are, and Penn State, how many good teams are in this conference? Last year, 13 or 14 of the 18 member institutions lost at least five games. So, maybe they're the best of a rotten league.
Home Western Illinois at Duke, home against Western Michigan, at Indiana, USC at home, at Purdue, Ohio State at home, at Washington, Rutgers, Maryland at home, at Wisconsin, and then finish it off with Northwestern at home.
Yeah, there's one automatic loss. It's Ohio State. Everything else is in play. Not saying they will do it, but I can understand if people think they're going to make a run. That schedule, yeah, keep making these leagues 800 teams deep, and then you end up with idiot teams like Illinois who don't play any of the good teams. Just like last year when Indiana didn't.
David?
Coach!
Question mark?
I mean, he said it all. That Illinois is this year's Indiana. This is what happens.
Coach, it's me from the Illini Times. I know you like cupcakes, so here's your schedule. I mean, what a joke. That's the schedule. Go to hell.
All right.
Next.
All right. Here we are from the Black and Gold Gazette, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Mike, does Iowa have what it takes to reestablish themselves as a threat in the Big Ten?
No. Got to get rid of Ferentz. Got to move on. It's a dead program with a dead philosophy. It's a different version of D'Antonio the late years. Don't care.
Games passing by.
100%. It's ridiculous. People in the crowd wear a t-shirt that says, I root for the punter. Honestly, the only reason to show up to the game is for the cool moment where they wave to the sick kids, and I don't even think the kids want to watch the team anymore. Run, pass, punt. I'm going to bed. I've had it. These poor kids are already dealing with enough. They got to watch that crap? Iowa, awful. No, Ferentz has got to go, dude. You got to let it go.
David?
Argue it.
Mike, he's got the sweetest contract around, and you're
right.
The
least they could do for the kids is score 50 a night.
His thing is, we're going to run the ball, offensive line, we're going to ball control.
That's
Iowa
great.
Football.
1985 called.
And that's what I said. Can they get back to being where Iowa used to be a tough out? Now?
No.
Okay.
I think Iowa will be just fine. All they got to do is win the Big Ten West and make it to the Big Ten.
Oh, wait.
There's no Big Ten West.
That used to be their strategy.
It's over.
David, Michael, is this the year for Mike Locksley and Maryland?
What do you think? No, it's not.
He's a garbage head coach. It's a garbage program with a garbage stadium and a garbage mascot, a garbage state flag. I hate everything about Maryland. No, they don't belong here. Take that ACC trash down the road. No.
I was going to say, take that key off your suit and find yourself another home.
They don't have Baby Tua no more. Okay. They don't have Billy Edwards
anymore.
Well,
they basically have a brand new team.
Great.
That's what they're doing.
Let's see how that works out. Okay. No.
Let's go back to Columbus.
Oh, great.
I had a debate with someone. Is Ohio State wide receiver U?
Okay, then reverse engineer it. If it's not Ohio State, your other option would be a team like LSU.
Correct.
I think they're both probably 1 and 1A. I mean, I don't have like data in front of me, but they produce.
No, yeah.
They produce just the elite of the elite year after year. You feel like the best receiver in the NFL draft is either from Ohio State or LSU, right?
Right.
That, again, Alabama was there for a minute. Now, Ryan Williams, the first good one they've had in a couple of years. I don't know, man. I'd be okay if you said yes. I wouldn't fight you.
Okay. David?
Yeah, I would say yes, but never mind. I'll leave my comments to myself. Yes, they are.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, say it.
No, they won the championship, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, David, here's the thing, though. I hate to break this to you and your ilk, triple word score. Your rivalry don't mean Dookie no more. Because the winner or the loser, if you're both good, you're both going to the playoff. The game is meaningless. Ohio State fans lost to you in one of the most embarrassing losses in school history.
It didn't matter.
Do they care? Nope.
No.
They're still doing that stupid OH thing. So, Zuza, phone it up.
All right, Mike, let's go to Golden Gopher Times.
Oh, God. I don't know what's worse. Who's the bigger knobs, the media or the coach they cover?
Funny you said that.
The AD is for giving him an extension.
Well, David, funny that both of you said that. For Minnesota, was it wise to extend PJ Fleck? Or was
yes.
it a mistake?
What choice do you have? That's my answer. Okay, so you don't like the athleisure wear combined with the Q-zip tie look like a barber from 1983. Fine. What are your options? Minnesota's gone down this road before. Remember the dude with the bad veneers, Glenn Mason? Remember when 8 and 9 win seasons weren't good enough for Minnesota? Yeah, cutscene. You hired Tim Brewster. This is who you are.
Who were the two running backs that they had?
Well, they had Redman. They had Marion Barber.
Yes, Marion Barber.
Assad Abdul Khalik.
Yeah.
Look, bottom line, what options you got, man? Fleck is there. He wanted to leave. I'm telling you right now, from everything I've heard, he had back channel. His agent was trying to get him gigs all over the place. Nobody wants you. Nobody wants to freeze their ass off with those hayseeds up there in Minnesota land. It's a match made in hell. You have to sign him. And you got to get comfortable saying we're a 7-8 win program. That's it. Unless Kevin McHale's going to empty his vault and pay all your NIL, I don't know what to tell you. Somebody call up Dave Winfield. Has he got any pocket change?
Kevin McHale. That's a good pull.
Those are the only famous Golden Gophers I got. What do you want? Miles Tarver.
Is Winfield alive?
Dave Winfield?
Yeah, he has to be, right?
Did you just kill Dave Winfield?
I'm just asking.
Is Dave Winfield dead? Hold on, we're doing this live on football today. Wait a second here. Dave Winfield's dead?
I don't
say that.
No, he is alive.
Winfield is alive. How dare you?
I was just curious.
He's a robust 73 years old.
73, okay.
Nice. But my point is they don't have any outs. So, yeah, they got to keep him.
Okay.
You think you can do better? Go ahead, spin a wheel. Coach.
David?
Yeah, I want them to try to do better. PJ Fleck sucks.
Okay, you're angry because your wife's a Western grad. We know what's going on here.
Let's go to the Raritan or the Ruskatan or whatever it is that Rutgers is.
The Raritan.
Okay. Can the Scarlet Knights take the next step under Greg Schiano and become a half?
I've given up. I get tired of hearing about Rutgers and Schiano. And look, he had it going the first time around. The Empire State Building was lit up red. They were number 2 in America. The NIL thing has negated real recruiting, which Schiano was actually doing back in the day. That is some of the most fertile recruiting ground of Eastern Pennsylvania, Jersey, Philly, right into the Tidewater area. Like, man, you've got everything you need. But now it doesn't matter because it's all NIL dollars. They still never, ever, at any circumstance, does Schiano ever have a quarterback I care about. And it'll always come back to that. He had the unmitigated balls to trot out that bum Winston. Are you kidding me? Kid shouldn't have started for Toledo.
That was supposed to be their savior.
He was worse than the kid you liked at Toledo. Don Terry Todd or whatever his name was.
Okay, we're going to move on.
What the hell was his name, the quarterback?
We're going to move on.
He was terrible.
We're going to move on.
Oh, what was his name?
We're going to move on.
He was there forever. I can't think of his name right now.
It wasn't Don Terry Todd. Was it?
It was Finn.
Daquan Finn.
Yeah.
Hey, right here.
Once again.
Nope, wrong button.
Wow. We're going to move on.
Wrong button. No, Finn was either Steve Young or he was 1-for-18 with 6 picks. Can't live that way, man.
He got him a conference title.
Really? Was there anyone there to see it?
Okay. Speaking, Mike, you will know this of all people.
Go ahead.
David, if you want to chime in, you can. Damon Williams was the backup QB at Washington.
Yes.
See, I knew you would know that.
Yeah, he's electric.
Will he become the best quarterback in the Big Ten?
Has the skills to be. Super high recruit, off the charts RAS score, athleticism. I mean, you can do some crazy things in the college game with an athlete. It's totally plausible because we don't know anything about Bryce Underwood yet. We don't know anything about Julian Sayin. Everything with Aiden Chiles is a hope of projection. Altmyer and Aller, we talked about some of the knocks. Dante Moore just threw a pick six getting out of bed. I don't know. Why not?
Dylan Raiola.
No, I'm out on that. Okay. I am done. That dude's a weirdo. You're not Pat Mahomes, and it's not Halloween. Grow up.
All right. David, do I got time for two more?
Yes, you do. Okay. More. Another.
Okay.
Coach.
Mike, I'm going to combine two teams. What does Northwestern and Purdue have to do to become something other than a homecoming game? Because they both were about the same. You said fold-up shop. Wow.
I combine rosters? Question mark? Like,
that might not be enough.
Right. Do some community camp where, like...
So they're permanent bottom feeders.
Unless their NIL program... Look, Northwestern just spent $800 million on a beautiful stadium. Now, my guess is they would have to start spending money, right?
And they just brought in a bunch of transfers.
Yeah, but they're all nerds. I think the biggest thing for Northwestern, you got to get rid of the academic stuff. This isn't even college sports anymore. For Purdue, I don't know. Dig up the body of Joe Tiller. Go do basketball on grass again and do it for real. Did I just kill Joe Tiller?
I think you did.
Is Joe Tiller dead?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let's do a wellness check on Joe Tiller.
We're going to do this live.
Hold on. Yeah, ain't nobody. Yeah, I want to apologize. Joe Tiller is dead.
Oh, no. Yes, he is.
Oh, no. He died in 2017. He'd been dead a while.
So they would, in fact, have to dig up Joe Tiller.
I love Joe Tiller. He was like badass Wilford Brimley.
He was. Real quickly, is Penn State the best team in the Big Ten?
No.
Please, no.
Not as long as you got substitute teacher Garvey coaching your team.
And finally, David, this one's for you. Can Michigan reload on defense?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I think they can. Yes, I think they can. I think they already have what they need.
Were you asking me?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was deferring to the pastor. I guess it's okay. Reload to what level? Like, I mean, what am I? If you
reload,
think
we're basically you're going to have another first round, second round draft picks that are just going to step in there and take the roles from the last year.
Yeah, I think Michigan's always going to have high level talent. I never doubt that. Now, comprehensively, if you think it's going to go back to 2022 and 23,
yeah, that's not happening.
No, you would need to know the other team's plays again. So that's an inconceivable level to ever return to. But yeah, I would expect him to have a little bounce back year. Okay. Sure.
That's your Big Ten media
coach,
day.
By the way, we killed Joe Tiller and Winfield, but only one of them are dead.
Correct. I apologize to the Winfield family.
It's hurtful.
97-1.